Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast and maybe you thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own. Can live without me.
Hello, regular guys and girls.
Hello.
We fooled them again.
Yeah, we did.
We made it to another Friday and this very special Regular Guy Friday birthday edition.
Birthday edition. Yeah.
And I'm laughing because now little Vincenza has joined Kelsey in the opening queen
kind
of anthem and the vibe and the whole, the dance, all of it.
Yeah, she has. And she is loving it.
Listen, as a dog parent, I thought it was healthy for her to be with other young females. And we've been having her hang out with Kelsey and Pooja daily.
Yep. Hey.
And they are the squad.
We are the squad.
And I have now noticed that a little rebellious now to dad. Yep,
just uh-oh.
Much more precocious.
Oh, no.
And I just said, Maria, this is because she's with the squad.
Oh, squad goals.
Squad goals. Squad goals. Pooja, how are you, dear?
I'm good. I'm excited because it's your birthday.
It is my
birthday.
Thank you. You have to say it like a queen.
But
you are a queen.
She is a queen.
I mean, God, 100%.
Such a queen.
100%.
100.
Yeah, it's like birthdays. Interesting.
Mm, yeah, how are we feeling?
You know, the age part of it actually always kind of excites me because because once it's just another year, we fooled them again.
Right, we fooled them.
So I feel like, oh, yeah, scammed our way through another year.
Yep.
Made it through.
Yep.
Defied the laws of gravity, you know? So I look at it as that kind of challenge.
I like that.
Of all the things I still
You're
can
like,
do.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, because I still could do everything that I've always, you know what I mean? Like nothing has changed, thank goodness, in me physically. Knock on wood for good DNA, and I think positive mental attitude. But anyway, so that part's like kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm scamming the system.
Yeah, you are.
Scammed him again.
Yeah, you're a scammer.
But then, you know, it's like, you know, I think I'm not immune to the whole birthday thing and the well wishes and all that stuff and who's giving them, who's not. Like I should be. You would think at this age, like, maybe because I never was into it ever.
Huh.
And then.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like when I was probably like when after it was up and running, you've got 400 hosts and it's just like so much activity and it's different. But again, like I think, you know, with the universe and kind of some a lot of things coming my way all at once. And the messages I get, you know, I'm really being reminded of why that is. Not why I'm reacting that way, but, you know, kind of an indication of, you know, who kind of should be in my life and who shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and I think, and I'm going to talk today about stoicism.
I'm so excited.
The Daily Stoic. I want you guys to check it out. I want to give credit to this guy, Ryan Holiday. It's like he's made it his life to study stoicism.
Yeah.
It's a philosophy. It's like 2,000-year-old philosophy. And again, the way the universe aligns, it's something that I feel like half or more of the principles I've always done anyway. Mm-hmm. But then even stuff Tony Robbins talks about, he's taken from this. Like actual... Yeah, life is happening for you, not to you. That's stoicism.
Really?
Yeah, to a degree. And so, but even Lauren Bostic coming on,
yeah,
which is an upcoming episode, right?
Correct.
We taped, and she started going off to me about stoicism and how this is. And so I'll tell you, like, I just, before I get into some of the principles, check out the Daily Stoic. You can sign up, subscribe to his email, which I did. And so you can get daily messages. And I kind of feel like those messages that come in are meant for us. The ones that do.
Absolutely. I agree.
And, you know, like I'm having these birthday thoughts, you know, that are kind of like rattling me a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, I do think the universe does have a plan for all of us. And I feel like we talk about on the show all the time, how it's like always communicating to you. And when you even hear about stoicism, it's all about the lessons. It's not about like the setbacks. It's like, and I'll get into like how they specifically deal with setbacks and tragedies, but it's about the lessons. And, you know, I feel like in my case, things are being cleared for me to make room for the people I'm probably supposed to be with. So like, okay. So once again, regular, it's another name drop Friday.
Oh, I can't wait. Wow.
So last week we had
hell
two big,
yeah, we did.
Name drops. Well, yeah. This is another, I think, like good iconic name drop. So I just took a walk with Queenie, you know, to
if you,
move.
If you say you saw a Jonas Brother, I'm going to lose my shit.
I'm going to lose my shit too.
Didn't see a Jonas
Brother. Okay, I just have to make sure.
Didn't see a Jonas Brother. Well, I feel like with them, they're so big that they have to insulate.
I
don't think you'll see them out.
I wave when I drive by their house.
Like even, I even called him Joey to his face because I'm just such... such a clown. From Friends.
Oh,
Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, Matt LeBlanc.
Even Matt. You don't see Matt like around.
Right.
But he's always like, oh, I see you planted new trees. Or you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
he's
driving around, but his windows are probably blacked out.
I'm sure.
But then like you might see Tiffany Amber Thiessen, or you might see, you know what I mean? You see like other people that can be more accessible.
Right.
But I feel like with the Jonas Brothers, it's scary.
Yeah.
You
I agree.
See the security guard at the driveway.
Oh yeah.
Especially now.
But anyways, who did you see?
Who else? And we've seen the Housewives all over. Like
you know who I saw?
Who'd you see?
Now I'm stealing your thunder.
Well, you're a bad what?
B.
Thank you. And what does B stand for, Pooja?
Betch.
Okay.
Nice.
And we are hashtag what?
Queens.
And we are also, okay, well, we are, the noun version is queens,
right.
But what is the adjective to describe us? We are?
Crisp.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Okay, see, just a little pop quiz for the Heel Squad.
Pop quiz.
On this Regular Guy Friday, keeping you all on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier, and to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there, this little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Continue.
I saw Ray Romano walking one time when I parked.
Yeah.
I literally was like, was that just, I'm walking into your house, and I was like, was that just Ray Romano on a little power morning jog, walk, whatever? It was amazing.
Yeah, so he's I've seen him at Western Bagel before, and he's just, right, he's just a gem of a guy.
Gem, really. Anyways, that was my
question. I mean, I've never, listen, I'm not like, I can just feel his energy. I'm not, I don't know him or whatever, but when I'm next to him or whatever, he just.
He seemed very sweet.
He's a very sweet man.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's the regular guy. He's walking around.
Yeah, he was,
but I don't feel like the
walk.
I don't think Bianca and Jonas Jonas Brothers are walking around the neighborhood.
Definitely not.
Smelling flowers as Maria was.
Definitely not. Okay, wait, who'd you see then?
So this big Cadillac, Pimpalade, the new version of the Cadillac, which actually I love. Cadillac's rebranding this year, and you know I love my cars.
Yeah.
And windows rolled down, and it's like, oh, I love, I have your dog. Oh my God. And it was like, he's Maria, Kevin. It was Bill Bellamy.
Who's that?
Oh my goodness. I hate my life.
Pooh, did you know who that is?
Bill Bellamy's a big he's MTV star.
Oh, okay.
In the '90s and 2000s.
I'm gonna look him up right now.
He's very famous. He just subbed for Wendy Williams on her show. Probably, who knows, more than likely will be a candidate to step in there.
Comedian and actor. Yeah. Okay.
No, he's super famous. He's a legend.
How cool.
He's a great guy.
How cool.
And just was like, you know, we got to hang out. Like, we're neighbors. We don't even talk. We don't see each other. Like,
oh, that's
we,
great.
You know, so it was just really cool. And then he was saying how he was he did a Christmas movie with BET. He's like, we got to do one together. I'm like, done. Like, with Maria and him, I'm like, done. I said, I'll write it. It's just nice. His wife was there. And then we talked dogs. We talked about his kids. His daughter's at Brown. She's coming home first time. He's excited. Cute. Freshman year. Just like, and you know, it's like, there you go. Like, that's making room for probably people that I should be with.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I feel like, and then that's not a snobby thing. It's just people who want to do things that I want to do that we connect with, not people I'm trying to pull with me to do things.
Well, like I told you last year when we were still in Connecticut, I mean, you've just been in the space of you're working, you're renovating, you're working with people who are helping you renovate. And I was keeping a list of you or list for you of all of your friends that you made.
Right.
Oh, I would still have it. And I booked.
We got to get out there.
Oh, yeah. And I reached out to one of said friends, and I'm having him and his wife come on and do a couple episode with you and Maria.
Oh, good. And we should also have cupcakes, and we should give that list to Queenie.
Yes, we should.
For cupcakes and cocktails.
Yes, we should.
Mm-hmm.
Little event.
Yes, we should.
That's a great scam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just anyways, a little poke from Dad and the angels and the universe going, no, buddy. See, this is what we're setting up for you.
I love that.
You know, it's funny. We hear so much about positive visualization. And, you know, like, I'm a believer in that. I totally believe in, like, you know, visualize all these positive things or whatever. But I've always felt contradictory in that I also believe in WCS, worst case scenario.
Mm.
Plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Yeah.
And I've always felt a little bit like, God, I wonder if that's a conflict. And if I wonder when you are planning for the worst and hope for the best, you're not manifesting the worst. And that's always been troubling for me. But with Stoicism, that's actually what they're all about.
Oh, really?
They're like, you know, you life's always going to have curveballs, setbacks, tragedies. You know, gravity's undefeated. We're eventually going to be pulled down into the earth. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
So there's no way around that.
I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm.
So knowing that, you do always visualize, like, what is the worst things that can happen? Mm. What are the worst case scenarios? So you can plan and have plans and things in effect. So if something happens, you're ready. So then when good things happen, you're pleasantly surprised.
Mm.
You know, and I'll tell you guys, like Maria's whole career was WCS.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you always had a backup plan.
When the curves came, I was ready.
Right.
And yeah, before I give you examples, I'll just tell you like one of the ways you get that is with that 100-foot view.
Right.
And I think like one of the things that I saw the Daily Stoic is they say, you know, take a second to zoom out, you know, which is like, and to me, that's what I'm always saying to you, Kelsey, like what's the 100-foot, let me give you the 1,000-foot view of this, the 100-foot view, meaning like take yourself out of that equation and get away from whatever the dilemma or the situation you're in, or even your own life. So you can look at it and go, okay, like I see our businesses migrating toward digital. I see a business that has always thrown women away in the dumpster for the next 25-year-old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I was seeing all of this. There were times at the very beginning I wasn't, and then like I got wise really fast, and I started saying, "Okay, I can see where this is going."
Yeah.
Or even if there were bosses and they had favorites, like, okay, I see it. I see where that what this boss wants and who he wants to be with, and we're not in those plans. Got it. But, you know, when I didn't, you can't plan for a tumor.
No.
Right? But when the tumor came and Maria couldn't work for a good portion of the time and could have come out of that a near vegetable, or certainly someone too incapacitated to work.
Right.
But I had her established as an author, and she's got the backup quarterback to write the books. Like, Maria, just sign your name. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. You know, like we had that. Or so if she, so maybe she's too incapacitated to work full time 10 hours a day or 12 or 15 hour days while being screamed at by maggots, you know, maybe she wouldn't be able to do that. Oh, wait, so then she won't be on TV. She won't be relevant. Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but wait.
Wait a second.
Uncle Kev's got us in all the movie theaters.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, a couple of days of of work, maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
Every single theater. I mean, like 70% of the theaters, every single screening.
Yep.
Hi, it's Maria, and I'm with.
And everyone says, I got to the movie early to watch Maria.
Right? Yeah.
And then the last thing I pulled before the thing was the gas pumps.
Yep.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was that practice of taking the 1,000-foot view and worst case scenarios. So even when the pandemic hit, it was like that rattled me the most because I wasn't prepared as much with our network.
Right.
But because of my mindset of always being ready for curves, it was like, okay,
it's readjust. For you to shift.
But yes. Yeah. And a crew, which I will say at the time, you know, because they'd been with me, they'd worked so hard. Steven and Jeff, like everyone pivoted. So, okay, let's go. We're going to Zoom. And we're doing, like, we just kept trying.
Right.
And even renovating the houses. You know, a lot of people gave me, my mom just gave me a hard time about that. You know, you're too old to be doing that kind of work, or like, why just have fun? Why bother? And just, why am I doing it? And again, just I try to be as honest as I can with everyone about it, but it's like, why? Okay, well, if we stay in LA, we're going to stay in a house that we love and we're proud of. If we leave LA, we're going to get top dollar for our investment.
Right.
If I have to sell everything, you know, I can't, I'm not having Maria in a place that is unsafe or something that's going to make her depressed. No, like, so with Connecticut, which I'm blessed to have paid for, like I renovated that whole place. So again, worst case scenario, I'm like, Maria, if we have to leave this entire business, if there's no more earnings left, worst case scenario, you know, having the house in Connecticut with all the land there out in the middle of nowhere, you know, there are a lot worse things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario. And none of that may happen. But I think that if you're ever conflicted between a positive being, okay, visualize positive things. Yes, do that. But I also think that you have to be ready for the setbacks. Mm. You got to be ready and you have to plan for that. And I think that when you just, the problem is with that when the intense focus is on all the positive visualization, well, then you get let down too. Then you feel like you failed.
Because your expectations were so high.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That if you get anything below that, then you're like, oh, I'm a failure.
Right?
Yep.
So, okay. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, talk about setbacks and tragedies and some of the Stoic tools in dealing with that. And then one of the other things they recommend, be less reachable.
Ooh. That's good for you.
It's good for everybody.
Yeah.
That's good for you, Kelsey.
That's good for me, too.
Oh, I think we've got to go over some regular guy vacation protocols, too.
Yes.
Because you guys, I'm hoping people have time coming up with the holidays. By the way, Christmas is Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Usually the worst on the calendar. You regular people, we want our Christmases on a Wednesday.
Hell yeah, we
then
do.
We fuck shit up everybody.
Hell yeah.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We get 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Right? Because everything's screwed up.
Yep.
Now you go into that.
Saturday's tough.
The worst.
Yeah.
Sunday, we gave you your Sunday. Back to work on Monday. So anyway, but we'll get through it, you guys, and we'll be right back.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year, but for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
Okay, Kelsey, back we are.
Back we are.
So Marcus Aurelius, he was a Roman emperor who practiced Stoicism, and I don't know. Hopefully you guys are digging this because I'm digging it and it's really helping reinforce some things, but then it's also helping me shift in some of my old ways of living. But one of the things he would do when tragedies happen to him and setbacks, he would say to himself, you know, it's fortunate this is happening to me and not someone else who would not have the means or the tools, the strength to deal with this. And he would say, he would look at every setback and tragedy as a challenge. And he would say, this God or the universe has chosen this challenge for me. And I'll tell you, my dad, I'll never forget when he was diagnosed with his cancer. He said, and I remember we were crying together, was when we first got the news. And my dad hadn't cried since he was, poor guy, since he was like six. He was slapped in the face and after he buried a gun for someone in the family.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, they were just dark. they were just, let's just say, uncle was a made guy.
Oh my.
And anyway, so, you know, and he was junior and they just bury it and shut your mouth. Okay. So anyway, he cried over something. He got slapped and they said, you never cry again.
Oof,
and he never did. And he never did. And the poor guy, when he was diagnosed, he bawled.
Oh.
And then I remember just saying, God, Dad, I wish it could be me because I just don't. And he was like,
pissed.
Yeah, because he said, no. He's like, it's better I got this than your mom or you or anyone else. Like, he's fought how many fires? Mm-hmm. Like, he had been through so much hell in his life. He was like, no. This is me. I got this. And I'll tell you, and I'll bring it back to you guys. And, you know, maybe, and again, second name drop of this regular guy Friday.
Uh-oh.
It's Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she was robbed at gunpoint in France in a bathtub, tied up.
Horrible.
Yeah, and like just thought they were going to rape her or kill her. One of the things she said to herself was, oh my God, thank God this is me because my sisters could never handle this.
Mm.
Isn't that something?
Oh, I just got chills.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it say so much about her? Mm. Side note.
Yeah.
Right? Like we all just like so fun to like look at these people and poke at them and be civilians about it. But you think of that, but
her talking about that. Slight sidebar. Have you watched the David Letterman special with her?
Mm-mm.
And her talk? It's really special. She talks a lot about that. And she's a really sophisticated, smart.
Yeah.
They're
very, I mean, I know it's going to sound crazy, whatever. Just knowing them and meeting them, the mom and her, they're just more, they're more evolved than they give credit for.
Yeah.
So very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we have to know that we don't control what happens.
Yeah.
But here's what we do control. And Maria's first book, we have this in here, Respond, Don't React. So what we can't control is how we respond. And the Stoics say, always respond with excellence. But, you know, they say that there's the moment between the stimulus and the response. So like what happens to you, there's a moment after whatever curve, bad text you get, or just nasty incident you have, or whatever, setback, tragedy. You've got a moment in between that, the stimulus, and then now you've got that moment before you respond. But in that response, this is really, you know, where we have the power to choose who we are and who we want to be. And so that's a really big thing. And so with the Stoics and more of my research on it is they do pause. They don't react quickly to anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't respond even quickly to anything.
Yeah.
So it's just something to think about. And by the way, Kelsey, since we've been together, how many like bonehead responses have we seen and witnessed, right? And we just go, oh, don't. And we're rooting for the people on the other side.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And we're like, no, don't, oh.
But I also think that, like, you and I are so aware of it, and I know I can at least speak for myself because I'm such a, I get fired up, and, like, I just blurt out anything that's in my brain. And growing up, I was always told, you don't always have to respond. Pause. Like, you had, think
you had,
about it.
You were told that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you didn't practice it.
Bro, I mean, I did.
But that's amazing that you got that.
Oh, my God. My mom used to literally tell me to count to 10. She'd be like,
that's great.
Stop. Think. Bunny ears for Deb. Bunny ears. Oh, yeah. So
I'm not even snap for Deb.
So I feel like I'm good at it now. I could always be better, but because of that.
Yeah.
So now I can
don't see it as
that.
An issue with you.
No, I don't really think so either.
I think
sometimes, of course, but.
A crazy Italian, it's an issue. And by the way, a crazy Greek, too. There's times where Maria's way better than me, but there's times, there's certain things that. It's stuff in our childhood, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it really is. And it was a Nicole Laperna.
Lepera.
Mm-hmm. Who went over this on the Better Together show. It's these things in our childhood that just trigger us, I think, and make for the childish reactions, the bad reactions, the poor choices.
Oh, yeah.
And the one way the Stoics deal with that is they're about... they will say ego is the enemy.
Mm.
It's all about take your ego out of things. And so I think it's easier said than done to take your ego out of a situation because sometimes you even have to understand how your ego is involved with the situation. Like, wait, how is my ego playing into this?
And I feel like sometimes your ego is so big that you don't think that your ego is involved. You
know? So sometimes, you know, you might need a professional to explain how ego works and all that. But what you can do is you can take that moment and you can say, okay, why is this upsetting me? And you can think about your childhood,
mm-hmm.
you know, that time you didn't get your way or that time how your family always ignored you or like, you know what I mean? Or that just different traumas that happened to you that will make you react and not respond. Because I think it goes back to past events. Some people say it's DNA.
Yeah.
You know, what's that, you know, in your DNA to be a reactionary person, but I don't know.
I think that it could be, but you can always work on it and change it. And
I think,
you know.
Well, you have that power. Yep. That's where you have power. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people think when something comes at them that they are powerless, and you know you're not. You know, the power is within you. That how you respond, that's the power that's in you.
Yep,
mm-hmm. You got to remember that.
The power is in you,
guys. I will tell you something. Let's just sidestep here.
Whoa.
Best birthday presents.
Tell us.
That brought me up like 100 feet.
Tell us.
What is it?
Okay. You're probably not going to get it, but.
My cookie butter latte?
Well, that was obviously.
did they do a good job?
But yeah, it was good. It was nice.
Okay.
It was very nice. I didn't drink it all.
I was scared they were
going to
mess
it up. Because
it's
early for me to be on the coffee.
I know. I'm like, I should have gone in the afternoon. I brought it to him. I said, I know it's too early for your coffee.
All will be well.
Kevin likes a 7 p.m. coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
no, more like a 3.
I'm a 4 p.m. coffee person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll change that too. Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. Anyways, carry on.
Well, I saw...
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
The new director's cut of Rocky versus Rocky IV, which is Rocky IV, Rocky versus Drago. Mm. And I'll tell you, and I think this, you guys, first of all, great film. If you want a pump up, you know, like all the Rocky series just seem to do that. But IV was kind of like, you know, younger people remember it and love it. And they almost like, it's a popcorn movie. They're like, oh my God, yeah, like totally cheesy, but awesome. The 80s music, like they don't, And that's not Rocky.
Right.
If you see the first Rocky, the second Rocky, it's gritty. It's hard. If you know, if you see any Sly Stallone interview, and again, third name drop through Maria, I've met him and built up some kind of relationship, which I'm proud of. He is very spiritual, very deep. And he went in and recut this movie. Mm. It's a completely different movie.
Wow.
So all he took out all, like, most,
so just re-edited
most of the cheese. Yeah, but no, all old footage.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, back then, I think where he was at in his life, he's like dating Bridget Nielsen, who's this like 6'2" glamazon, and he's got all, you know, he's got more money than God. It was like he, by that movie, he was like a different stratosphere. Uh-huh. It was like one and two, he's really still breaking into Hollywood. Three, he's settling in, and then by four, it's like now he's, you know, he's whole on another planet. Yeah. And I think handling that, you know, probably got to him. And but in his heart of hearts, he still was who he was, because a lot of the stuff that was cut out of the movie, he wrote and shot and did, but it was just cut out in favor of like glitz and glam and kind of like the
Poppy.
The good guy versus bad guy narrative, Russia bad, USA good. And you know, kind of corny and on the nose, and, you know, and he went, if you're a student of filmmaking as well, I also recommend watching his Rocky versus, there's a Rocky versus Drago documentary that I'm not done with yet, where he really explains, and he, you know, you get a lot of great lessons about filmmaking in this and editing, but he talks about where he was at mentally then, and how, you know, in life you just wish you could get a do-over. Mm. And it's very rare that you can. And he's like, and I'm getting that opportunity to do this in a way that, you know, shows the characters to be more gray, you know, the, you know, much more empathy for all the characters, not so black and white, much less about USA versus Russia and more about individuals and fighting for something bigger, including Drago, who you kind of, in the first movie, you see as this, like, you know, robotic supervillain who, you know, I don't, it's a, listen, believe it or not, it could be a spoiler because you might not have seen the movie, so I don't want to say even what happened in the first movie, because Maria hadn't seen it since she was a little kid, so she forgot and was really moved by some of the things that happened. But in this movie, you get to see the villain. It's different. It's, you see that he's not necessarily a villain. He's on his path too. It's just, it's a wonderful film, and there's just so many.
And you watched it on your birthday Eve.
And yes, and he brought back, there's more lines in there like the other movies, which is, you know, keep moving forward. And he's got all these like great Rocky-isms that you can use for life. People have tattooed on their bodies. I mean, he's got so many, I would say, regular guy messages or regular girl messages, but that movie didn't really have any. And now it does, because he brought back in so many great lines and so much feeling and heart. But the lesson, and I've talked about this before, like I had a quote on my wall about Clint Eastwood when they asked him if he was ashamed of his 80s movies. And he just said, no, he goes, because in life you just do, and I've talked about this before on the show, you do the best at the time with the knowledge and the tools you have at that moment in your life. And so when we all look back at our past and the mistakes we've made, we got to remember that. Like we did, listen, you know, and I look back and, you know, business mistakes I've made, and I've made a ton of them. I'm now much more forgiving because I go, I didn't go to Harvard Business School. I didn't go to Wharton. I didn't have those, you know, I didn't have a dad in business. I didn't even have my early 20s. My father was gone. Like, I didn't even have that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did my best with what I had at the time, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and even like the mistakes you make, if you were, you know, if you weren't accepting of gay people, you know, let's say, but you're part of your environment, you know, and it's great because I talked to Joe you know, about this all the time. You know, Joe's a hardcore, you know, street Boston guy. And he is like, he just is such a different person than he was. But, you know, he has a son. And he's like, Kevin, it's just how we were. That's what we were around. We didn't know any better. Yeah. He's like, what I was around, they were just, you know, they were like biting beer caps off of bottles with their teeth and just guzzling. I mean, these guys were just rough. And by the way, empathy to them. Because what the hell were they all around?
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's like, that's why you like, you be present and you do your best today with the knowledge you have today. And you can't be, you only use that stuff to guide you to say, hey, I made a mistake then. What are the lessons? And that's it. And if you can make amends, make amends. You know, and like he was able to, in his heart, make amends by fixing this, which I think is really cool.
I love that.
You know, and if you can go back and fix things with mistakes you made, then I say do it.
Mm.
You know, I've done it where I could. But anyway, so it was very inspiring. The movie itself is very inspiring and fun and sweet. But then, like this, you'll be more up to cry in this movie and cheer, whereas the first movie is kind of more of a cheer and a high five. But I also just love the idea that he talks about, in this documentary, talks about aging. And basically he basically says how like Father Time is undefeated, like we're all gonna
age,
go down. And I think, like, God, did I write it down here? You know, I wish I wrote it down, because I think I wrote it down upstairs. But he said, I want to get this right. He said, his whole philosophy on life is that life is, like he said in one of his movies, life is, nothing's going to knock you down harder than life.
Mm.
It's going to knock you down. And we go back to what I said about gravity, right? It's going to knock you down. But he said, so for Stallone, he said his philosophy is that, you know, how well are you going to respond to being knocked down? How well are you going to navigate the challenges and the problems and keep, you know, that's the key. And he said, that's the key. So, and that ties back to Stoicism. And again, I'm seeing all of this, you guys, in the span of, oh, I don't know, 35 minutes. Stallone. And that's what I'm saying. Like everything is, if you're, the more you clear your life out of stimulants and bad people and whatever, the clearer you start to see things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like half hour period. I'm like, oh, hi, Bill Bellamy. Oh, I'm going to look on this thing on Stoicism because I want to write down some notes for the show. And then it's like, I see the thing with Stallone come up and it's like in his philosophy.
How crazy.
Kind of cool, right?
It is cool. And actually, I take back. I said, how crazy, but it's not crazy.
It's not crazy. It's not crazy. You know, I don't like crazy.
Yeah, I know. And I caught myself. I said, no.
Yeah, because you're a
queen.
Right.
It's not crazy. It's the universe. But you were so aware and now you're seeing it clearly.
Yeah. Can we talk about that crazy term?
Yeah, we can. Kev doesn't like crazy.
No, I don't. You know, I think when someone says, oh, that's crazy. Or that's insane. Or that person's insane. Or that's crazy. And by the way, when you say it lightly and it's fun, fine.
Sure.
But when you're really serious about it, I'm like, no, stop.
Mm.
That's a cop out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Why?
That's a cop out. Well, because I'm like, let's go to a mental hospital and I'll show you crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, so save that.
Save.
Like, no, there's a pathos. There's a reason why this person is doing this or this situation occurred. But when you throw it up, your hands up in the air and crazy, see, that's when you're losing awareness. You're surrendering awareness. You're surrendering the ability to really understand this. So then in the future, you understand these things better.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell you how many times with all of you guys, I'm going, no, it's not crazy. This is somebody who was abused in their childhood and literally thinks they're talking to their mom or dad or no, crazy. Well, why is that crazy when you've seen this person has done nothing but lie about every single thing and now like they lied to you? That's crazy?
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
to be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
That's just you being unaware.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. I don't like crazy when you used it for, that's fine. Cause you're using it lightly and fun, but I'm glad you brought that up because I'll always say to people like, no, stop. Like, no, it's not actually not crazy and it's not insane. It's actually quite understandable. Let's take the time to understand why. Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, and then sometimes that helps deliver empathy for what's going on with the other person.
Just so
then
you go, say that.
Oh, geez, I get it. That actual person needs a hug.
That's so funny. Yeah. It was literally just when you were saying that, I was like, that's just empathy. That's understanding where that person's been, where they've come from, where they're at. Like, yeah, I agree.
And then sometimes, it's going to, you'll come back to, oh, they ain't really.
Oh, they're actually crazy.
Yeah. But then even that, it's like, why are they crazy? Well, God, look what they endured, what they went through, what they, you know, so anyway, all right, we'll take one more break.
One more breaky poo.
I'm going to talk about Kelsey.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Being less reachable.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, we have to add our part while remaining a queen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, Heal Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the Light Up Haunted House for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
Hello, Queens. We are back. Regular Guy Friday, birthday edition.
What?
I love being cool. You know, the kids just love me.
Cool is cool. The kids love me too.
I'm huge with the kids.
Me too.
We really don't consider you a kid anymore?
No, I'm old.
Kelsey, you're not old at all.
She's a kid.
You are dangerously on the cusp, Kelsey.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. I hate this.
I know.
We have to enjoy your kiddom.
Well, here's a perfect
example,
Kev. I think
28 kind of, yeah.
I agree.
It's your leaving,
example.
But 27, we're still there.
Okay, I'll accept it. No, but here's a perfect example. Pooja and I are at an event the other night, and we met up with...
Like
Queens.
Thank you.
And I saw a friend, and we're chatting, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, yeah. This was Pooja's first Hollywood event. Everybody.
Yeah.
What?
And we were totally, totally in our elements because it was a lot of, like, influencers and TikTokers.
And by the way, like, listen, people, in my element. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Right? That's right there with Chugi. Well, wait, we have to go to Pooja for this. Pooja, it's cool to say in my element, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank God.
All right, so let's add that. You guys, add that. Heel Squad, add that to the vocab list.
We love.
Oh my God, I'm so in my element.
So in our element.
And by the way, I'm not mad at that.
No. Well, yeah, that's an OG.
That's Pooja.
Yeah, you're if good you on say, that one.
That, so when Pooja says, to, so Pooja, ask me if I want to go, if you're going to go get us coffee.
I ask you?
No, well, maybe tell us you're going to get us coffee.
I'm
going to
go get you guys coffee.
I'm not mad at that.
We're not mad at that.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
You guys did it well.
Right? Okay, so, okay.
Okay. In our element.
Gotta stay in with the kids.
You're killing it.
All about the kids.
It's all about the kids. And.
And it's all about being what?
A queen. A crisp queen.
A crisp queen.
Okay, but we're at this
and
event.
And being popular.
Well, of course.
At the end of the day.
We're at this event, and we run into our good friend Rod, who was just on the show Thursday, you guys, yesterday, which if you haven't listened to that episode, it's a great episode.
Queenie?
No, with you. Rod.
Oh, which one was Rod?
The mental health. You guys talked about mental health. The TikToker.
Oh, the anxiety. Yeah, from Chicago.
Exactly.
There you
so
go.
He was in town. So we're chatting, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, Pooja's. He's never met Pooja. And he was like, she's so sweet. And said something. And he was like, how old is she? And I was like, oh, she's 20. She just turned 22. And he was like, oh, you're like her mother. And I was like, mother?
Yeah.
How about sister?
Oh, my God.
He's like 31
and I'm the grandfather.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
You guys are like the cool mom and grandpa though.
And grandfather. I'm a good grandfather.
You're a good grandpa. I'm a good mom.
You're a good mom.
Jesus.
Okay,
I actually laughed out loud, but I was like, mom, come on.
That's so,
I was like, no, she's my big sister.
Big sister.
Thank you.
We fully are sisters at this point.
I told her that I didn't go sisters. Back in and change because we were in the same outfit. We are sisters.
Same outfit, Kevin.
And who's the third one?
Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie's the team. So wait, you had the same outfit on and then...
I said, go change. We can't be wearing... Like,
I
exactly
her.
The same outfit. And it wasn't it like... I was telling her, I said, listen.
I want to do same outfit day.
Okay. I said, if it was like somewhat similar, it would have been fine, but it was exactly the same.
Like the same layer necklaces, the same hoop ear
tank jacket.
The same I
tank,
love
the
it.
Same jeans,
because,
everything.
Listen, you know queens don't conform either, even though they all conform.
Exactly. So like, we all think we're individual and cool.
Yeah. But that's being a queen, but then really, no.
Yeah.
Really.
No, you guys, the other day, Kelsey was like looking at shoes, these cool sneakers that I really like. And I was like, Kelsey's like, I'm going to get them. And I was like, okay, me too. And she's like, no, you can't copy me. And I was like, what?
So funny.
She's like, no, by you can't way, copy so me. And that's what I say to my little sister when she tries to copy me.
But that always indicates Kate's little big sister, not mom.
Not mom.
Not mom. Yeah. I said that. I said, no, she's my big sister.
Mom. Yeah, mom. I actually laughed.
Oh my God,
but
that is so good.
Yeah, so I'm on the cusp, okay?
Yeah, you're on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp.
We got to.
Of oldness.
Which stinks then. We got to bring in more kids.
I know.
You know what happens with what Ida told me about a lot of. What
did she say?
Just be aware of parents. A lot of the moms.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the dads too, but as we were talking about the moms, she said, you know, a lot of them actually are trying to steal the young energy from the daughters.
I believe that.
By hanging out with them and being like the cool mom and dressing the same. And
oh my God, the friends' moms in high school. I mean, thank God my mom was not like that, nor were any of my friends' moms. But you knew, and I'm Perja, you know too.
I want to hear about those moms because they sound amazing.
Well, Kev,
I want to be with the cool moms.
Okay, we would have moms and dads weekends at college.
Yeah.
And the moms on moms weekends that would come and be on the frat tables and like making out with a frat. Oh
no!
My God. I swear
Stop
to God.
It! Stop it!
I swear to
That's
God.
That's awesome! No! Making out with the That's
I swear to God.
Do we have pictures? I need intel.
No, but Deb will
I need
call
Facebook,
in.
And please.
Deb will back me up on
Your
this.
Your mother
one.
Must have been horrified.
She was absolutely horrified. She said, listen, I will have fun with you, but I'm still
no,
your mother.
No, that's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, I want to be the besties.
Yep.
I love the besties.
Yep.
Besties, bitches.
Besties. I was like, wow.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Making out with the boys.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Were they still married or are they?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I would say probably the divorced ones. Just I'm saying that to be hopeful. But who knows?
All right, we are going to, not for the show's sake, I'm going to need I'm going to need photos. I'm going to need names. Then there'll be, of course, the mandatory Facebook dive.
I remember.
Because I'm all about the, you know, I'm huge on is the, where are they now?
Where are they
when
now?
I hear these great stories, oh, my God. Favorite thing is like, yeah. Even when it's like, oh, in third grade, how many times have I done with, remember Kelsey you? This guy left me at prom. And I'm like, where is he now?
We still laugh at him. Yeah.
By the way, the two guys from Kelsey's past, just the names alone, first names, Kelsey.
Austin.
Yeah.
And then Cooper.
It's like, could you just, it's like, you couldn't write it any better.
And it's not A-U-S-T-I-N, it was E-N.
There's no Frank, there's no Dave, there's no Joe, no. Austin and Cooper.
That's from high school.
Okay, so I need to know more about these bestie moms.
Oh, yeah.
Pooja, because I know you strict education in your home, very, very important. I'm sure you weren't around this, but were you?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Listen to any of this? Did you see any of that?
Yeah, what was it like at NYU?
Well,
even if it was high school. By the way, because my friends said they were just recently horrified because the mom like made drinks for all the kids and these kids just like had a bash at the house. They trashed the entire house, like juniors in high school and seniors,
yeah, okay.
And the parents drinking with them and being amazing. Yeah. I'm like, wait, that sounds awesome. I so want to party with these people.
Oh,
and my friend was just
God.
Like horrified at them. She's like, we can't even believe that, like, because our kids, they're very parochial and very like, yeah. No.
Crazy.
But I'm all about the cool parents. Okay.
Yeah.
Pooja, do we have any cool parent stories?
Yeah. So in high school, at like the graduation parties, it would always be the moms in the little mini dresses and mini jean skirts that would dance with all the
Yes! Yes!
That was it. Or like, yeah, like all the parties in high school would be at like the cool parents' house. So like they would, like one time, this dad was greeting everyone coming into the party. Was like, have a great night. And was like, just would always provide all the alcohol and all that jazz. But yeah, it would always would be at the parents' house.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Were like chill with drinking.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, that was the vibe.
And the parents, there was one in particular for us, Pooj. The parents passed out joints at one of them. Oh yeah, I could tell you names.
Yeah.
This is a good, actually, Kev, they have a good story now. So remind me
so
after.
We have a where are they now with them, please. And then Pooj.
Yeah.
I need a where are they now with the, do we have any pictures of the moms with the mini skirts and stuff? Any photos from back then?
I can try to look through Facebook.
This
but
is very important.
Very important.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, that'll be the day to be the cool dad.
Well, you're the cool grandpa.
I'm the cool grandpa. Yeah.
You are.
By the way, you know, like in time, but this generation, everything's so bent and twisted in the world that it's going to accelerate to the cool grandpa.
I think so.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. It won't be the respected, like little old man, sweet grandpa. It's going to be like
cool grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Frat party.
Yeah, because he'll probably, well, that generation of cool moms and dads will want to be the cool grandparents.
Absolutely.
Because they won't, God forbid, they age.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's about stealing the energy. So anyway, I don't know if that helps anyone on Regular Guy Friday. Should we take one more break or no?
I think we're good.
All right. We're good or no?
We
took our breaks? Mm-hmm. Oh, take one more break.
No, we're good.
All right, we're good. The other thing with the Stoics is they live life, and this is going to sound like a cliche, but they live life as they live each day as though they could die.
Tomorrow.
No, that day.
Oh, that day.
So all the decisions they make are made based on that. And when they go to bed, saying, well, this was my last day on earth. Wow. And did I do everything I wanted to do? And I'm grateful for all these things. Ooh. But they do know, here's why they do that. So when they wake up the next day, they're grateful.
Wow.
I go, oh, I'm alive. I have, you know, God, I got another day.
That would stress me out.
To do all these cool things. Well, I think that's extreme. I think you can do what Lala did.
Oh, that's right.
Which was...
her list.
Her, you know, she gets up with, writes her intent. Is it? I always
morning
screw
intentions.
This up. Morning yeah. intentions and then nightly gratitudes.
Mm-hmm. Nightly, yeah, reflections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which, right. Mm-hmm. Which is very, that's Stoicism. That's Marcus Aurelius. Thank you, Lala Kent. Mm-hmm. Being less reachable.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
So they claim that this is, and I should have probably teased in a better way. To the Stoics, this is the secret to productivity and happiness.
God, I believe
so. We're
that.
All looking, right, to be more productive, and we're all looking, but more than anything, we're looking to be more happier, right? Mm-hmm. And their scam is be less reachable.
It makes perfect sense to me.
So, one example that Ryan Holiday on Daily Stoic gives is Napoleon, as he would wait 3 weeks before he opened his mail. Because he knew those issues would resolve themselves over that time.
Wow. Smart.
Most of them would, and they would only distract him. Mm.
So I'm on top of it with my 100 unread text messages? Is what you're telling me?
Maybe.
Okay, cool. You're I respond to the important ones.
Well, I think that's the thing. It's well, because they talk about, there's other things. This is, you know, they're always saying to ask yourself, is this essential? Mm-hmm. Because so much of what the choices we make and the tasks we engage in are not really essential. Most of what we do, you know. So that's another thing they say. The fewer things you do, the more you'll benefit. The more you can focus on the things you need to do. But in that case, it's looking at those texts and being like, is this essential?
Right.
Is this essential to my life? Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing to be asking yourself. And the other thing is, so Seneca is a Stoic philosopher from that time as well. And he goes a lot deeper on Stoicism, but he talks about how it's okay to be ignorant on some subjects. Hmm. Because like he says, you know, be content to be ignorant on some matters. But what it means about that is like, you know, sometimes you feel like you're not in the know, you don't know about politics, or you don't know about this, you know.
Right.
His belief is like, that's okay, because you can have more time to know about things you need that are essential, that you need to know about for your life, your
sense.
Productivity, your happiness. But being less reachable, that's a big one. And I think that's a lot of women are very guilty. I'm not there for my parents. I'm not there for my my kids. I'm not there for, you know what I mean? I'm not there for my
siblings,
boss. I'm not
yeah.
there, all of it. And I think that we all are. I know that anytime like a, you know, the bat signal flashes, I can't get in the uniform fast enough. And
if you don't get in it, you feel guilty.
I feel guilty. I feel guilty. I feel I'm not doing my job. I feel like I'm not, whole things come through my brain. But I realize like, well, the 10 scripts I have in my brain that are not on paper, well, this is why. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Maria's godfather, one time, like 20, maybe 18 years ago, had said to us, and he's a very wise man, and he was one of the few that was like, because obviously he was successful, he was and of better means, and better rounded, he was the one who was like, you know, Maria going up LA, he was like, that's great, good for you, that's awesome, and this guy's good to you, fantastic. You know, he was the one. Yeah, he supported her. But when we went to him and we were just kind of horrified at, you know, here's Maria, who's now on magazine covers and nationally famous. It's an overnight story. And yet she's still being treated like, you know, little Maria. Mm. And he said, you people have made yourselves too available. Mm. I'll never forget that. And that is where be less reachable comes into play. See, and so many of these guys, so many of these philosophies people have and whatever, they're all said in different ways, but it's the same thing, you know? But being less available, be less reachable, you know, sometimes when people know you're that available, they take advantage of it.
Mm, you know? Sure.
It's like, so you just go, okay. Anyway, I see that. Like, it's hard because I'm on the phone last night with a friend of mine from high school who was a really victim of hardcore abuse, and we would talk till 5 a.m. like every night.
Wow.
And she'd hide in a closet to talk to me, and I was dealing with my stuff too. So it was like we would joke, we were in our mutual hells.
Oh.
We were just friends, you know, it was platonic, and we're still bonded because of that to this day. And I was telling her about a couple of random messages. You know, I get these messages, you guys, like it's weird. Sometimes I'll see some messages that come in, and then other times, like, I'll go months and and not see things. And it's better when I don't, but like, sometimes, because I'm reachable, it's like the asks I get from people that I barely know. And, you know, I never mind, like, help, my kid wants to break into business, or I know, so I love that. I'm like, no, that I'm here for that. But then it's like, can Maria do this? Can Maria do? I'm like, wait, I don't even know you. You don't even know Maria. Like, and
it's constant. But texts I just got.
But I hate saying it to my friend from high school, because she's like, you know, I never asked for anything. I'm like, Jen, I'd be mad if you didn't ask me. So I say that, right. Like, it's weird. I hate saying that because then people feel like, oh, I don't want to bother him. But then, like, there's people that I think, no, like, if you feel in your heart you bother me, then you're probably the person that should be.
That's what I was going to say. That
should be reaching out.
That's
for
what I
help.
Was going to say. It's always people who think that they're bothering that are not the ones bothering. It's the ones who just are thinking about themselves who are bothering. You know, it's, no, yeah, it's and that, funny.
Yeah, so like Kelsey or Pooja, like, you know, it's like, yeah, something like happened and you didn't bring it to me.
Right, you'd be like,
I get mad.
Hell?
Because, yeah, because I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I can fix this. And then sometimes, like, well, you know, the people I'm close to, like, they waited too long. Now what was a little problem is, like, wait, now it's like we have a major ordeal. So anyway, but I will just say that, being less reachable, I hear that, and I feel like a lot of people will hear that. And, you know, Maria's godfather, you've made yourselves too available. And oftentimes, if you notice in life when people are taking liberties with you and saying inappropriate things, whatever, it's because you've made yourself too available.
Wow.
That they feel like they can say those things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you know, there's just certain people that I know who are not available. You wouldn't dare say those things to them. You wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Because they're not available.
Mm-hmm.
So
that one really,
yeah, right. That one really sat with me.
Mm-hmm. As I have to read you this text after we get off, I'm like, oh, yeah, way too reachable. Way too reachable. I want to throw up and die.
Kelsey, like, I'm sure we'll have much to chat about on this special Regular Guy Friday
Birthday edition.
Listen, as you guys were planning for vacations, right? We're planning now. Hopefully you're planning a little time off for Thanksgiving, but maybe you're getting time off for Christmas. I just really want to educate the regular guys and girls on vacations.
Tell us.
Well, I was educating you a little bit.
You are.
I'm still trying to educate my wife after 20 years. She doesn't listen. There's two kinds of vacations. There's those ones that involve a ton of sightseeing, and then there's those ones that just involve rest. It all depends where you are at with your life. So, like, Dr. Diamond, fourth name drop. Really good friend of mine who I love. You know, and I'll tell you, like, I saw him the other day, and the guy could barely stand. He was so exhausted.
Ugh.
I could feel his energy. You know, and I'm doing more energy work with my hands. And, like, I literally wanted to say, God, get on. I'm going to buy a massage table for this house. Do you know that?
No, I love that.
Yeah. Because I'm really.
Because you're good with me.
Yeah, I'm really getting good at it.
Yeah.
Well, and energy work.
Yeah.
You know, and I literally wanted to say to him, he probably would have thought I was insane. But I could feel how exhausted he was.
I don't think he would have thought you
but
were.
But he was like, oh, my God, I hear you. He's like, we went to Greece. And it was like, you know, the wives planned it, and it was like with the kids, and like this stop and that stop and this stop. He's exhausted. So I know, Kelsey, like, your vacations and things are coming up, and I'm like, Kels, like, I don't want you schlepping around. Like, you know, you've been right with me. And I'll cry if I talk about it, but you've been right with me through this whole fucking thing, you know? And through thick and thin, we did, you know, my God, what we went through in Connecticut together. And, you know, I just want you to, like, just rest, do that vacation, you know? And again, there's no judgment here. I'm a history major. I love sightseeing.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful we went to Italy to get things off my bucket list, but I was saying to Maria, like, please, honey, like, I have been, like, I have not slept in a year and a half, 7 days a week, and I'm not sleep, what little sleep I'm grabbing are not in the best conditions. I'm on a cement floor,
right.
You know, like, in a basement that's not finished, that wasn't finished at the time. I mean, like, I pushed my body through it. I kept mom alive as long as I could. I kept dad healthy, you know, even socially. Kept your show going. Like, I'm freaking tired.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to, I'm literally like, I literally slept one night in our bed there. Then finally the house, cause you know me, I'm on a sketch. I'm like, I'm going to get this done before I leave. So literally the last day I finish everything. I sleep one night in that bed. I'm up at the crack of dawn and I'm at the airport for an 11-hour flight. And then it's like, you know, Amsterdam and MTV and work and, you know, and when Maria works, like I am too guilty to sit in a hotel room and sleep. I go there and I'm her assistant. I did wardrobe. You know,
you're working.
Yeah. Trying to.
Yeah.
And keep stuff moving at home. And then it was like every day was a different week, you know, which again, totally blessed and the best vacation to me is a workation for me because. Yeah, we went over there on MTV's dime, and then we were able to stretch it. Great. All for that. And by the way, all the other MTV people were like, we're going on Rome. We're going to Paris. It was really nice. But I just, Amir, just, and I'm, listen, I'm glad we did it. I'm like, but just knowing that that's not a vacation. And so that's why I'm very big on the Carney vacation or the staycation, because it's like, just rest. Do things that like are fun and fill your cup or whatever to rest. So just know that there's a difference. And when I was saying to you, Kelsey, I'm like, listen, I don't, your parents are probably going to get to a place where they're going to get rid of the hometown house.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have many more Christmases to go see the high school and college friends and go like live that. And like, there's, I think I don't have children, but I'm guessing that Christmas will never be so special until you have children of your own. So when you don't, it's the going home that makes it special. And Marie and I never were able to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And by the way, worst things in the world. We've been blessed in too many other ways, but we never had that. So I was like, Kels, go home.
While you can, yeah.
While you can. Don't be, and I know because the other family members wanted to schlep around. Mm-hmm. We'll go see this or we'll run here. We'll go. I'm like, you know, no.
Yeah.
Like you're... You need to go and fill your cup
and
either rest or rest and have fun, but not be schlepping around.
No.
And so a lot of people with time off, I think, like, really think about that.
And
if you're getting that time off, do something for you to rest. Unless, by the way, if you're semi-retired, like my mom's retired, she goes like, great, different scam.
Exactly. You have to know where you're at in your life right now. You have to ask your body. Because when Kevin and I were talking about this, it was like, literally in my core, I was like, all I want to do is go home. I want to go home.
Yeah.
I want to sleep in my, even my sister has taken my like old room. So my mom's like giving me crap. She's like, well, which room are you sleeping? And I'm like, Mom, I don't care. I just want to be in the house. And she was like, wow, you really are tired. And I'm like, yes, I don't care.
You want to have like mom's cooking and see
my friends.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I know that's not going to be there.
Nope.
It's not like the old days. Parents, sell these things and it's about the condo and you know, like
totally. And, and I'm happy for them and they should.
If my father lived, he would have kept the house because he was big on old Italian guy. He would have kept headquarters.
Yeah.
You know,
they're like, bye.
And my mom, my mom's definitely more, she's more of a millennial mom.
Yeah.
Like my mom would have fit like today would have been,
yes, she
would have been with all the other moms. Yeah. She's was very advanced in that way.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, bye. You know what I mean? Like I'm getting you know, so, and again, well, that's great for my mom. That's what she wanted. No guilt, but it would have been, it'd be nice to go. Mm-hmm. It's nice to go home.
Especially
while
when you work as hard as we do, it's like,
yeah.
A lot of people, I mean, I know I have friends who, like even my roommate, she gets to go home a lot. And that's great. That's amazing. Right. I don't.
It's different.
So it's different.
Right. When you are somebody who's goal-oriented, who is, you know, burning the candle at both ends because you have big, big dreams. It's just, we don't get, people like us don't get a lot of time.
Right.
So really it's precious, and take that time and use it for yourself and go, no, I'm just, I'm a do me.
So I'm grateful that we chatted about that, because I mean, and then also one more at the end, I'm finished. I'm rounding out the stomach stuff. Like I'm exhausted from that. So anyways,
you've been through it. Yeah.
I'm grateful for you as always on this birthday edition.
Yeah. I wasn't going to let that happen.
No, you weren't.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you were like, uh-uh.
Like, enough.
Yeah.
You know, your life. Yeah. Now, listen, I will say this. For anyone who's got, like, family that's guilting them, the only time I say that they get a say is if they're paying all your bills. Like, I know a lot of people that, like, mom and dad pay for everything. Still.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they get a say. Sorry.
They do.
That's your employer. So when they say you're coming home for this holiday, or you're going to show up at fucking grandma, aunt, whatever, Esmeralda's thing. Yeah.
Yep.
They don't have the right to abuse you. That's where if it's abusive, you can draw the line. And then even still, you have to ask yourself, well, is this worth tolerating this for what I'm being? But other than that, like, no.
Yeah. And there's always,
it's your life.
Always sacrifices. That was the conversation I had with my mom. She came around. She was like, I get it. Like, and there's always going to be sacrifices when there's four of us, and we're going to look like, you're the one who's running around right now and is exhausted.
But they have their scam.
Right.
You have your individual scam.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and I said, like, ultimately, Kel's like, worst case scenario, then you go home.
Right.
And they'll go away on a trip. But you'll see. They want to be with you. They want to be with you, and it's going to be great. And it's going to be enjoyable for everybody. And then hopefully, like, even the lesson is for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they might be in a place in their lives where they want to schlep.
Right.
And see things. Great.
Totally.
You know, but they also maybe go, well, you know, maybe we just go to some place where we can rest.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Anyway.
That's a little bit regular guy.
Just a regular guy.
Regular girl. Vacation tips.
Love it.
Well, Kelsey Alexandra Meyer.
Kevin, no middle name, Undergaro.
Yes, we will have, how was I supposed to come up with, you try having three kids and coming up with middle names.
Kills me every time.
Kathy's the best. Yeah, she is.
Kath, what's she doing for holidays?
I don't know. She kind of like does the whole, she tours.
Does the right. Will you see her when you guys are back in the next couple
maybe.
Of weeks?
Maybe. Kathy's on tour. And I like I like my time with Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we have our scams.
Yep.
Like, we usually go to the Burlington Mall. I take her shopping.
I love that.
I don't need this. Just get it, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
You know, we have a lot of, we always have fun and we laugh. She's a character.
She is.
But because we will have one more show. We'll have to do it with Zoom.
Yeah.
Well, you can,
we can do it early. I'm off to, I'm getting my stomach stuff Tuesday, Wednesday. So we could do it Monday.
Great scam. We'll figure it out. We'll deliver. There'll be a regular guy Friday.
Hell yeah, there will.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of because I know I get shows take the time off, but I feel like sometimes around the holidays, because everyone takes time off, that I don't know.
Well,
like,
and we'll
people
be
kind of feel abandoned.
We'll be lighter, but we'll still be here. That's kind of our plan. That's our scam for the holidays.
Pooj money, are you going home? Pooj magic.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Are you
home.
Excited?
I'm so excited.
Right.
I miss my family and all my friends.
Well, it's really fresh for you because you're like freshman year in college, going home for the first time.
Yeah.
I feel like
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, because you went to school in your state. So this was a big move, LA, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I have some friends who, they're in New York, but they're from the West Coast, and they're staying in New York, so they're going to come home with me. So it'll be nice.
Are they staying at headquarters?
Yeah, they're all going to stay at my house, and all my siblings are bringing friends.
Do we have a cool mom and dad here that we don't know about?
They are cool.
They've gotten cool since we left. Well, at least since I left, but...
What do you mean? Do you have younger? You have one younger sibling, right?
I have two younger siblings. And with
were you the first, Pooja?
I'm the second. There's
the
four
second.
Of us.
So, yeah. So usually the first two get banged up and they get weaker and weaker. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
You wear them down.
Oh, yeah. My brother, like, he threw like a huge birthday party in the summer, and they were like, yeah, they can just do what they want.
Oh,
and
he's
was
a,
like,
but he's a boy.
And he's a boy. He's a boy. And he's the youngest.
And he's the
forget
youngest.
It. I was like, a boy in an ethnic family. Are you kidding me? Come on.
They were pretty good. He's lucky he has three older sisters to keep him in check. And my parents were pretty good. They weren't super.
By the way, good luck to his wife. Good luck.
Oh, truly.
Because he's all that female attention. He's going to expect a lot. And if she plays ball, I've seen the ones who play ball. That's cool. They get three instant sisters.
Totally.
But you don't play ball.
No.
All the sisters are.
No. We're going to be on her side. We give my brother a hard time. He's been
through
the
ringer. That's an evolved ethnic family. I like that.
That is evolved.
No,
that's evolved because I've seen it usually the other way.
Right. And that's the thing.
The poor person never gets in.
We've seen it the other way. So I think my parents were conscious about not doing it that way.
Yeah. Well, you guys are very progressive. I was telling that to Maria too. Like, I love how your mom kept her maiden name. Like, it was like, no, I'm a doctor too, and I'm going to be recognized for my work. Yeah.
Yeah, no. And my they've always been progressive. Even my grandfather was like, nope, you're not just going to get married. Like, both his daughters become doctors because they're going to be independent. And that's what he taught us and all the grandkids growing up. And
so cool.
So I'm very lucky that way. But yes, back to my brother, his wife, we're going to be on her side. He's going to need the luck because girls got to stick together. Am I right?
You're right.
Squad goals.
Squad goals.
By the way, you know what I heard in that?
What?
There's a cool grandfather in the equation,
too. Oh, yeah, there is.
I love that.
I want to meet them all.
I think Kel's 80 grand in the bank. That team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you think? 100?
I'm having them adopt me.
95,000 saved?
95.
Cash. We don't want to pry into your business, Pooja, but I feel like the parents have probably $90,000 saved in the bank. Cash money.
Cash money.
Real money.
Real money. Cash flow.
Anyway, I don't know, man.
You guys.
Pooja's like, I don't know.
Pooja's the best. Well, you guys, you know what? We got to do it. We have to do a Thanksgiving show because I think we got to go over like Thanksgiving and what we're thankful for, Thanksgiving protocols. By the way, Kelsey, will you be home? Is there a like, this is the biggest party night of the year, Thanksgiving.
Well, so I'm not going home for Thanksgiving, Kev. I'm here for.
No, that's right. That's right. You're
I'm
here.
Dealing with my stomach stuff. So I'll be home for Christmas.
I tried the LA.
You go out. Duh.
Kathy Kelly and I used to kind of throw like a little get together.
Yeah.
Together at AfterBuzz. Not at AfterBuzz, but at bars on Wednesday. It's kind of.
Honestly, my roommate's going to be here too.
This city kind of empties out.
Yeah. We'll probably walk down. I mean, she'll want to. Here's the thing. The Den on Wednesday nights are always karaoke.
Of course it's amazing, the Den.
It's karaoke.
Yeah, so we'll go down.
You're telling me like I don't know?
I know. You know.
I'm here every other Wednesday.
You know. So we'll probably go down, sing a little, you know, Greatest Showman, see what's popping.
All right. And Pooja, is there a high school bar we go to? What do we do?
Yeah, there's bars down by the shore because I live on the shore, you guys.
Oh.
All right. 97,000 in the bank. All right, go ahead. No, Pooja.
You guys are crazy.
So wait, Pooja, so the high school people and college people or the high school people at the bar?
No, I would say it's more like college kids or older kids who come back home.
Yeah, but from your high school, right?
Oh, yeah. But
is there like one bar, like Roxy's, every town I've seen has the one bar goes to.
It's not in my town. It's like, you go to the beach, like the shore area, and that's where all the fun bars are. Like Bar A is where we used to go, or like DJ.
Okay, so will the people from your class go to the one bar?
They'll probably mostly be at Bar A, but I'll probably be home with my family because I get home Wednesday.
What?
I know, I'm going to be
Kelsey,
a loser.
That is sacrilege. I'm going to Bar A. Kelsey, let's go to Bar A.
I'm in.
You guys, you would love Bar A. Yeah. It's like the most it's just a giant cesspool of like the Jersey Shore.
Of my people. My people.
Like, yeah.
How dare you? Pooja, you're going to stay with your family? Ugh, snooze fest.
Yeah, you got
to
go
Kelsey
out.
And I are going to Bar A.
We're going to Bar
We're
A.
We're going to represent for you.
Yeah, you got it.
What was the name of the high school?
I'll go with my siblings to Bar A.
Yeah, for freedom for an hour.
Yeah.
What was the name of the high school?
We'll probably end up there. It was called Ranny School.
And then what was the name of like the mascot and like the team?
So we were the Panthers.
Yeah, go Panthers.
Oh, we were Cougars.
Cougs.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the high school was Cougars? I thought college.
I was my elementary school, my high school, and my college, all Cougars.
Oh, wow.
I'm a Coug through and through.
He's such a coog.
Such a coog. And Pooj is a panther.
We're panthers.
So, all right. So, Pooj, if you make it there, we would not mind. Kelsey and I would not. We wouldn't be mad at that.
We wouldn't be mad at that.
We would like an update.
Yes, we would. Perf.
Of someone who's being cool.
Yep. I'll let you know.
My niece asked me to go with her to hers, Haley.
You got it.
And Brooke. If I don't know. I don't know if I'm back in
Brooke
time.
Is already home.
Yeah, maybe I would go.
You should go. You
I land that night.
Yeah. Perfect. In Boston.
Queenie, you know, will not.
Absolutely not.
But I could have two cars.
Yeah. Maybe. Wow, they would be excited. I miss them so much. Yeah.
Well, you're going to be at Bar A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go to
Maybe
Bar
Haley
A.
And Brooke will come. You guys would love Bar A.
No, Haley and Brooke are at, we'll find out what bar they're at. They're at some bar up in Boston with the.
Will you give them big hugs
with the
for
Saugus
me?
High people.
Love that.
I think Saugus High. Or do they go to private school?
I think they went to Saugus.
Saugus High. I don't know. All right, you guys. Let's take us out of here, Pooja.
Right, you got it.
While we just on this special
birthday
edition of Regular Guy Friday, you guys, and while we prepare, and listen, our holiday decorations are up. I hope yours are as well.
They look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
The reindeer are really doing it for me.
Yeah, nice, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Sam's Club.
Shout out. I thought you were going to say shout out to Santa.
Oh.
Him too.
You know what? Please, guys, keep commenting on Patreon for us and our At Better Together with Maria feed. And we got a lovely message on Apple Podcasts from someone who was actually from Medford who you read it. Well, you read it to me or Maria?
No, I did.
You did.
I sent it, yeah. Michael Mativier.
Yeah, who was gay growing up. And and he really related to the interview that we did with
Cody Allen.
Cody.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
About coming out and all that. Yeah, it was really nice. So anyway, we love that, you guys. It just incentivized us to keep working. It does. It really does. It really makes us, I can't tell you how many times it's like, I'm too tired or Kelsey's too tired or Pooja's making fun of us or even Queenie. No, but she just goes, you know what? Like, okay, so we don't have the 10 million views like Bad Baby does.
Right.
Though we know Bad Baby fully deserves those 10 to 20
she
million.
Does.
And
course.
Like I would say 100 million, but I don't want to
stir the pot.
And I don't want to get Woe Vicky mad.
Right, of course.
Team Woe Vicky.
Team.
but I will say that no, when you see that you go, you know what? Like we're making an impact with the people we speak to and so you know that's what makes it worth it.
I agree. Worth it.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
So just know
the DMs, you guys are just the best. You really are.
We really appreciate it. So try to remember why we're here, stoic or otherwise. Why we regular guys and girls are here, right? At least I think we're here to help one another, learn from our mistakes, and have some fun.
That's right.
So, Pooja, Bar A with the rest of the Panthers.
What?
Kelsey, if you would please. Will you take us out with the correct to Regular Guy Friday
you
outro?
Got this. You ready? A lot of pressure. All right. Bye, betcha.
Yes. Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.